Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Well, it certainly is hot, Andy, and it certainly is training camp, and we're hitting, as Bill Belichick said this morning, the dog days.
The grind.
And that is a big part of what the players are going through here on Wednesday, August 4th. What's it, day 7 of training camp? Slight change to the schedule today. Belichick actually did away with the morning practice. The team went through one workout from 3 to 5, and Andy Hart and I, Paul Perillo, of course, you know, I know you know the voice because I'm always talking, just got finished talking to the players on the field, and we are fresh off of the interview period, and we're here to report on today's training camp. Before we get started, Andy, I'll just do a quick bookkeeping with the attendance list, and then I'll let you have your...
I doubt it.
Well, it's not that quick. You're right, because there are a lot of players here, but...
Baker's dozen, right?
Matthew Slater, Jonathan Wilhight, Brett Lockett, Thomas Clayton, which is... He did a return to that injured list because he did practice yesterday. Terrence Johnson, Gary Guyton, Nick Kazier, Myron Pryor, Ty Warren, Ron Brace, and Mike Wright. And the two gentlemen who have not been a part of any training camp activities whatsoever... Derek Burgess, Logan Mankins, they both remain away from the team. The one change today was Patrick Chung, who missed the afternoon workout yesterday, was back on the field, and I should say, not in full pads because the team did not wear full pads today. It was helmets and the shells that they wear underneath. Andy Hart, a lot of passing work, obviously, with that attire on. What were your overall impressions?
Well, I thought it was interesting. Obviously, Bill Belichick opened the day with his press conference talking about the grind and the dog days and informing us that, indeed, the morning practice had been canceled. Today was the first day of not double sessions here in camp. And then you come out in the afternoon, you see them in shells. And then I thought put forth one of their worst practices. I thought kind of sloppy, dropped balls, just not the tempo, energy, competition that I think we've come to expect the first 6 days of camp. And you wonder, is that the tiredness that led him to pull back the reins a little bit? Or, with him pulling back the reins a little bit, did they let up, whether intentionally or not? And it's a good
point.
You'll never know the answer. The answer may be different for various members of the team. But I thought the least competitive, energetic practice of the day. That said, I mean, we saw some things that were of note. You know, another bomb from Tom Brady to Randy Moss. A touchdown for Torrey Holt in the end zone.
Probably the best play that Torrey Holt has made so far in camp.
Running unopposed at this point in camp, I thought. but I thought we saw some interesting things. We continue to see Brandon Spikes lined up next to Jerod Mayo, getting a lot of reps out there. Somewhat surprising to me in some passing situations. Saw Tyrone McKenzie get some reps as the lone middle linebacker. Still a lot of competition at times. McCourty and Butler lined up at the corner spots, not Bodden, as has been the case at times. But the more frequently you see it, the more you start to say, that's a three-man race for starting jobs, not just playing time.
I would say.
So, you know, I thought that was interesting. And then just the one transaction note of the day, we've talked a lot about goal line situations, the depth on the offensive line, Mankins out, Kazier out, Neal gets banged up, how deep do you go? Well, we had a minor move where wrestler turned training camp body John Wise was released and replaced by a guy kind of on the opposite end of that spectrum, a veteran center, Eric Gajcek. That's how it's pronounced. It is not spelled anything like that, but it's Eric Gajcek, formerly of the Chargers, but had the highlights of his career in 2008. He started all 16 games for the Bengals at center. Just spoke with him. Did not play a single game last year. Ended the year with San Diego. Said simply that it was adversity. He can't really explain it. He's got to learn to, you know, learn from it and move on. I didn't know what that meant. There was a weird vagueness to all his answers. But the bottom line is you added a guy to that. And as he said, I've always played center, but now I'll play wherever they tell me to play because he's looking to reignite his career. 42 of 48 games he started in this league. you know, that's a pretty good swap for the Patriots in terms of experience.
Right, and it'll be interesting to see how he works into the mix there for interior line spots, and there's certainly openings there, as you said, with all the guys that are missing.
And all those guys, by the way, are now center guards.
Yeah.
Wendell, Ornberger, Connolly, Gajcek are center
Larson.
Guards. There's three spots in there. They can back up any of them, compete for starting jobs at any of them. Interesting. You know, if they can play, you have a nice dynamic there where guys can really back up all those multiple spots. Now we'll see if they're all competitive.
I totally agree with your assessment of the play on the field. I thought on the field that the story has been, I think, the inconsistency of the offense. At times, you mentioned the bomb to Moss. You know, that looks midseason form. But situationally, I think they're struggling a little bit offensively. We talked a lot about the goal line running. Well, today and yesterday afternoon as well, the two-minute drill has been a disaster. The
defense, it never got going.
The defense is dominating in that department. And that's been the theme of camp. I think situationally the defense has been well ahead of the offense. Off the field, I thought the big story was Brandon Spikes. Bill talking about him a lot this morning at his press conference, said that he was sort of an interesting kind of player and a different player in that not necessarily an easy guy to categorize. I mean, he does things a little bit differently, unorthodox style. The way Bill said it, he reads plays a little bit differently than we would like or that we would expect. But he does it well, and at this point, they're happy with that. I think they may have been a period of trepidation where they weren't sure he was doing it properly and was going to get in trouble. But now I think they're comfortable in that there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat. As long as he's getting the job done, they're going to let him do it his way. I talked to Brandon a little bit. There was a big media contingent around him. He just talked about instincts. That's always been the way he's played. He's always been considered slow. It's something that's dogged him, he said, since he was 4 or 5 years old. And the way he got around, people say to him, you're not that fast. How do you always seem to get there? Well, I just have a knack of seeing and identifying a play before it unfolds and I get there. So if it's working for him, I think Belichick is happy with that. That was a big story off the field today.
And I think we've talked about this going back to the draft, kind of looking forward, projecting. That's a great thing for the Patriots if he is a competitive inside linebacker as a rookie, because we know he has the intangibles. Captain, Mr. Defense at Florida. He talked about it at the combine. I don't know why. Kind of like his playing ability. I don't know why, but since I've been young in middle school, people follow me. People tend to do what I do and kind of congregate behind me. This team needed that last year. They could have used help as a starting inside linebacker, but they also needed leadership and natural-born leaders.
I can see why people followed him. I think he's an intriguing,
he has it.
Interesting guy. He's an interesting guy.
And you don't have to, if he can develop into a starter, I'm not saying he's going to be your leader from day one, but if he can develop into a starter, maybe that eases the tension that Gerard Mayo feels forced into a starting role that maybe doesn't come a leadership role.
I know what you meant.
That maybe doesn't come naturally. So I think his ascension, now we have to keep in mind Gary Guyton got hurt. That's part of the reason why he's lining up next to Gerard Mayo. Gary Guyton has not practiced the last couple days. But I think his ascension to working next to Gerard Mayo is a great week one sign in training camp for this defense and for this team.
Yeah, it's going to be I'm looking forward to getting to know him a little bit because I think he's a very interesting guy, as I said. And it will be interesting to see that because if he is a player, if he's a starting caliber player and is able to be on the field, you know, a 75% snap kind of guy, it will be interesting to see if, you know, maybe next year he sort of does wrestle a little of that leadership away because it doesn't seem to be something that I think Mayo is overly comfortable with.
I don't think he'll be offended
in a small
in
sample.
Any way.
No, I think Gerard Mayo likes playing football.
And I think he'd be happy to walk arm in arm as the linebackers, the future linebackers, the foundation of the defense. He doesn't need to be ahead of Spikes.
Great,
oh,
great
I was
feature,
here first.
Great feature down the road. The
no
guy
question.
Who does all the talking and the guy who you know, does all
no
the playing.
Question.
You know, so that's interesting.
At least we're not putting the cart before the horse, though.
No. Well, listen, we're Patriots.
Six and a half days into
we're
camp.
We're Patriots Football Weekly. This is what we, you know, we look at things from the Patriots' perspective on their side. So I don't think there's anything wrong with being overly optimistic during training. If you can't be overly optimistic now, I mean, you might as well just, you know. If
they're optimistic in, like, Oakland.
You put the football gun to your mouth, because if you can't be looking forward to playoff berths in training camp, man, you got a long season ahead of you.
True.
Couple of things before we call it quits. I thought a couple of interesting observations from camp. You and I were watching just in drills early in camp. Julian Edelman was working with some running backs at a time. I don't know if that's something that Bill has in mind. We'd all know that he was a running quarterback in college. Maybe Bill wants to see if he can find ways to get the ball in his hands. Maybe something to keep an eye on in the preseason. Also, at the end of practice, After the sprints, after almost everybody had left the field, I noticed Darius Butler way down in the corner of the end zone on the jugs machine, maybe about 10, 15 yards, catching ropes off the jugs machine. And again, here's a guy who played some offense in college. Andy, you asked Belichick about that last year, and he said that it was a possibility.
Sure.
You know, him playing some
did
offense.
Did not shoot it down.
I think it would be far-fetched at this point, just in light of all the additions they've made at wide receiver. But perhaps he's just working on some stuff. Maybe he's going to be in the return game. He wants to work on his hands a little bit. Just an observation, something to keep an eye on. Anything
sure.
else before we wrap it up?
One observation for the second time in 3 days now, knee to knee. Aaron Hernandez, the rookie tight end. Tom Brady, the franchise quarterback. This time it was after some work on the field. Again, Hernandez looked like he might have got a little banged up after making a catch, took his helmet off, slow to get up, goes to the sideline. Number 12 seeks him out. They both go down to one knee and talk about who knows what. But I've noticed the quarterback spending a lot of time and energy with number 85, and I think that's a good sign right now. It means he, you know, the old, they yell at you because they care.
They wouldn't be doing
it. He's spending time with you because he cares.
Absolutely wouldn't be doing it if he had given up or didn't think there was promise there. I totally agree. It's something we've talked about on PFW in Progress. We will hit you again tomorrow with our next training camp podcast. Patriots are scheduled as of now for their regular double sessions, which would be 9:30 to 11:15, then again from 3:45 to 5:30. But as always, we caution you, and this has been especially true early part of this week. The schedule is changing. Check with Patriots.com for the latest on all of the Patriots practice schedule updates. As of right now, I think Eric Scalavino will be with you following the second practice tomorrow because it's family day here at Foxborough. I will be with my family, and Andy will be long gone because, you know, let's face it, he was here all day today. You don't expect him to do that 2 days in a row.
It's true.
All right,
it's the dog days. Doesn't mean I have to be here.
Tune in to Patriots.com tomorrow. Also, PFW Progress on Thursday from
Woo-hoo!
Noon to 2. Until then, see you later.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.